I want to talk to you guys a little bit about tracking Facebook ad spend and results. And I know that this episode is especially going to come in handy because Facebook ad results don't always line up with what you see inside of the Facebook Ads Manager. Let's cue that intro and get this episode started. Hey, I'm Rachel Peterson, marketing expert and queen of social media. The question entrepreneurs are always asking is, how do I make social media work? How do I make money with social media for my clients and for myself? We're gonna break it down on this episode of Social Media Secrets. Hey guys, it's me, your host, Rachel Peterson. Oh my gosh, so we've run ads for quite a few clients. I've actually never totaled it all up, but we've managed quite a bit of money in ad spend, which is pretty cool. And one thing that I see coming up as a topic of discussion for usually marketers, Facebook ad strategists, and agencies is that they find themselves frustrated over and over and over again when the results that the client is actually seeing doesn't line up with what they're seeing inside of the Facebook Ads Manager. And if you've ever run ads, this is going to be a huge like heads up PSA. Don't ever forget this. Maybe even write this down in your notes somewhere. The results that you see inside of the Facebook Ads Manager are not usually accurate. Facebook does the best it can, but unfortunately, sometimes we see double, triple, even quadruple acquisitions from inside of the manager when you're tracking either purchases or registrations, or especially on ROAS, return on ad spend. What you see inside of the Facebook Ads Manager is not accurate, okay? Once in a while, once in a blue moon, it's accurate or close to accurate. And it can be a really good benchmark for you to kind of find what is actually accurate. But the best way to really track results is to take it one step closer to the source of where those purchases or action steps are happening. So a better metric, a better way to track results is actually to dive on in to the digital sales funnel where these events are taking place. Now, I'm going to give you guys an even further heads up. The results that you see inside of, for example, inside of ClickFunnels lead pages, inside of a WordPress site that's custom created, those aren't even always accurate. Ah, so frustrating, right? Like, so how do you actually know what's really happening? The best way to find out is to connect either with your client each day or to dive on into their platforms that show where those things are actually being housed one step further than the digital sales funnel. I personally, when I ran ads, I would check in with my clients each day. When I run ads for my clients, I actually check in with them each day. Hey, this is what I'm seeing. Are the results that you're seeing pretty close? Does that look about right? And I kind of get that feedback, get that feel from them so that that way I know, okay, what are they actually seeing in whatever they track as their back end? But the best way to know whether or not you're actually getting results with your Facebook ads is to actually dive on in to either, if you're tracking leads or complete registrations or email list growth, to dive on into the email software. So whether that's ActiveCampaign, AWeber, ConvertKit, MailChimp, I actually like to see, okay, how many leads are they gaining per day specifically on the list that we are driving traffic to? So that way I know, are we in the right ballpark? Or is there some pixel that keeps being fired and refired for some weird reason? Or is there a misplaced pixel? It helps me to know, okay, how close are we to the number that I'm seeing in the ads manager each day so that I know, okay, there's doubled the number in the Facebook ads manager every day, but here's what we're really seeing inside of the email platform. Or if you're running conversion-based ads, specifically shooting for the purchase conversion objective and your goal is conversions and ROAS or ROI, as some people call it, but those are ultimately two different things. Then I'm going to dive on into the payment processor. And yes, that means that for my clients, I've actually had access to their payment processors at times so I could see their real sales numbers. If my clients aren't comfortable with sharing that, I'll say, okay, then I need the reports from you as often as I ask. And thankfully, I've worked with really great clients who have been fast to get me those numbers. And usually they become very proactive in it or have a team member filling out a sheet each day, giving me their real stats that they're seeing every single day. The reason I wanted to say this is because it comes up time and time and time again. And so many times agencies, marketers, Facebook ad strategists find themselves so frustrated when the numbers that they're seeing and reporting on aren't even close to what the client is actually seeing. And they find themselves very discouraged. And I just want you to know that that is a normal part of the process of running Facebook ads. Facebook ads manager, like I said, does the best that it can. But unfortunately, there's oftentimes an over attribution to ads. And it can leave you feeling like, well, are we even getting results? Now, if the results are super off, if there's more than like a 3x attribution, so for example, if the client is seeing 10 email list signups and you're seeing 30 in the Facebook ad manager, it may be time to go back and audit all of your pixels on that funnel and also potentially on some other funnels and kind of take a look to find out what's going on. Now, the best attribution comes from using some kind of tracker, whether it's Hyros. Some people swear by Hyros. We haven't used it, but we've been looking deeply into it. Google Analytics is another great one. Some people love and swear by Wicked Reports, while still others say Rockerbox is the most accurate attribution tool. And I know that this is like an age-old dilemma. I mean, marketers have been talking about for decades the whole issue of attribution. How do you measure attribution when it's very difficult to determine which step point within an ecosystem of marketing is the one that is responsible for the conversion and for the desired activity or result? But truth be told, all we can ever do is really look at the data and get as close as we possibly can and recognize that even data can lie sometimes, as crazy as that sounds. It leaves out the human element, the emotion, the connection, the relationship, the power of organic social media, the brand awareness, or the person who shares an ad into a Facebook group and 75 people sign up. So there is power in looking at the data and looking at the real numbers every day. But also remember that sometimes data isn't the only story that's being told. However, it is oftentimes the best metric that we can look at. Now, if you want to learn more about Facebook ads, check out my free Facebook ads bundle. You can check that out in the link, in the links in this podcast episode at rachelpeterson.com/podcast. We're going to be talking about a bit more about Facebook ads coming up in the next couple of weeks. So make sure that you subscribe to my podcast. I will catch you guys in the next episode. Bye for now.